You know, if we actually want to move on with the show now, we have someone who does better work than all of us on the line. Brian Billick, former head coach in the NFL and current NFL Network analyst. Thursday Night Football continues this week. Steelers-Browns on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon Prime Video. And coach, let's just start with the basics as far as the Niners go. They take their first loss on Monday night to Seattle. How much does that affect your view of the Niners overall? Do you look at this as that's very telling? It's the toughest game they played and they couldn't get it done? Or do you view it more as they hung in there in a tough spot with some injuries? They're still pretty darn good.
Well, it was two very balanced teams, two very easily, evenly compared teams. When you look at the numbers, if you look at the box score and did not look at the score itself, you'd have a tough time deciding who won this game. And that's a good thing because Seattle is a good, solid team. The biggest concern, if you want to look long-term and a bigger view, is that San Francisco couldn't get it done at home. And that's, I put a lot of stock in a team's ability to go on the road. And for Seattle, for them to win on the road in San Francisco, I think it's substantial. I don't think it ends the year. I think it's, oh, my God, the 49ers are a charade. That's not the factor. But the 49ers have a couple tough games coming up, not the least of which is at Baltimore. So they're going to have to challenge and show that they can indeed be that team that can win the big game on the road because they haven't done that yet.
How much do you, when you make that analysis, how much do you factor what they either had or had not available to them when they put it on the field? And how much of it is, at some point, that can't matter anymore, and it's whether you do or you do not?
Yeah, it's more the latter, because everybody has injuries. And when you get into the playoffs, because that's what we're really talking about, is and both in the NFC and the AFC, the challenge to any of these teams, whether it's division winners, whether it's wild card teams, is here Baltimore beat New England here a couple weeks ago, but can you go to Foxborough and beat New England? Because based on the schedule and based on who New England's going to play in their division, they could very easily end up with the number one seed. So whether it's Baltimore, Houston, Kansas City, anybody that makes it in the playoffs, can you go into Foxborough and do the same thing? In the NFC, it's kind of the same thing. Can you go into New Orleans? Can you go into Seattle? And I don't know that Seattle's going to be able to take San Francisco. You never know. But those are the two biggest places. Going into San Francisco is not necessarily an intimidating place. Going into Dallas, I don't think, is an intimidating place. But going into Seattle, going into New Orleans, the question is, can you take that on the road? And that's really the challenge for these other teams. It's certainly true of San Francisco. And they've got to show that they're able to do that. And then come the playoffs, there's going to be teams, and you're going to have injuries, and you're going to have teams in different states. It is what it is. Certainly, yeah, if you're missing some good players, certainly that is a factor, particularly on a game that was as close as the Seattle game, and with a healthier player here or there, could that have made a difference? Sure. But at the end of the day, you don't know what that's going to be when it comes to the playoff.
Coach, when you watch Jimmy Garoppolo the last two nationally televised games, Thursday night against the Cardinals, 300 yards, four touchdown passes. Two nights ago against Seattle? It's just a sketchy performance. At times early on when Sanders was there, he looked great. Then toward the end, he looked real sketchy. Who is Jimmy Garoppolo right now as a quarterback?
I don't know. We're going to find out. Because you're right, it's about what do you do in those big games. That's the marker of whether it's a Drew Brees, whether it's Aaron Rodgers, whether it's Tom Brady. They have done it on the road in the big games. And ultimately for Garoppolo, and it may or may not be fair, but that's going to be the ultimate barometer. Can you do it in the big games? We talked about, Kirk Cousins has been under absolute siege in Minneapolis. But the last few games he's done well. But this win in Dallas was a big win because it was a big game against a legitimate opponent that he was able to do on the road. Now, he's going to have to do it in a couple of weeks against Seattle the same way. Or people are going to start saying, well, okay, this is Kirk Cousins, and no, he can't handle it in the big arenas and the big games. And Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the same way. He's going to have to do it particularly on the road, and where if the team has to throw the team and the win on his back because the defense hasn't hold up quite as well, the running game's not going as well, that's what's going to be the benchmark for Jimmy Garoppolo. And I don't know that he's been put in that position yet.
I think part of the challenge for us, and our guest is Brian Billick, former NFL coach, current NFL Network analyst. The challenge is not only the fact that we haven't gotten to see much of this guy at all, but also the fact that what Joe mentioned, the first 15 throws, I believe it was, when Emmanuel Sanders was available, 10 of 15, something like 130 yards. Rest of the game, 14 of 31 for about the same amount of yardage and an interception. And at what point do we have to just admit, man, without a certain level of supporting cast, he's not going to be able to get this done, and it's not realistic to ask him to?
Well, how do we measure great quarterbacks? Ultimately, it's their ability to pull up the level of the play around them.
Yeah.
You look at Aaron Rodgers, and he's doing it with a guy named Aaron Jones,
that's true,
Lazar, and Kumerow. We had no idea who these guys were to start the season, and now he's on pace for better than a 4,500-yard season, better than 70%, a 9-to-1. Okay, listen to me. A 9-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio, because Aaron Rodgers, for my money, he may not be the GOAT, but he's the boat. He's the best of all time. Okay, so that sets a benchmark that, yes, whoever you give me, Tom Brady, how many years we've seen him, wherever they bring in, he makes it work. So yeah, at the end of the day, Garoppolo's going to be held accountable for whoever's in the game. Can you raise that level of play and win the game?
What would you say right now are the chances that the second wild card team in the AFC would be 8-8 or worse?
Well, we've seen it before, and particularly given some of the divisions that we're seeing, and whether it's the AFC South, even the NFC East, where, okay, I don't know it's going to be necessarily that way. But we've seen that before, and I'm one that has long argued we ought to reshuffle the seeding in the playoffs. It's great, okay, you win the division, and they're saying, well, a division winner ought to have an advantage. You ought to be rewarded for that. Well, yeah, if you're a division winner at 8-8, you got rewarded, because otherwise you wouldn't make the playoffs. I'd reseed the playoffs. I don't like the idea of a 10-6 or an 11-5 or a 12-4. Non-division winner has to go into an 8-8 or 9-7 division winner. But at the end of the day, we've seen this before, and it could certainly well happen.
Coach, do you like the Chiefs to win the AFC West, or do you think that the Raiders have a legitimate chance to knock them off?
You know what? I'm a big believer in momentum, and the Raiders have some momentum, and they're going to play Cincinnati and the Jets. So they're going to be able to extend that rhythm, that momentum, in my opinion. You know, and who's playing better than Derek Carr right now? 70% completion percentage. He's on pace for a 4,000-plus yard year. High 20s, low single-digit touchdown interception ratio. They're running the ball well, physical. I don't know that they're a great team. And Kansas City, particularly with that defense is struggling. Although the offense, obviously, with Patrick Mahomes can be spectacular. But I wouldn't dismiss that, because I'm a big believer in momentum, and with the two games that Oakland has coming up, they could be getting just their mojo just right going into the December, the dash for the cash month.
Given all that, as far as the Raiders go, how unfairly do you think John Gruden may have been treated by some of us who weren't sure he could still coach in the NFL?
Oh, I don't know. That
let me phrase it a different way.
Right. I didn't buy that, because keep in mind, this is a guy, via his Monday Night Football, sat in every facility in the National Football League for however many years he did Monday Night Football, which allowed him to interact with players, coaches, general managers, to see what he was integrated, totally integrated into what's going on in the league in a way that very few, guys on my side of it right now do. The fact that the game had passed him by. Now, maybe he'll be successful, maybe he won't, but to think that the game had passed him by is kind of ludicrous.
Going back to the 49ers, they had they won Monday night, they'd have two games on the rest of the conference, and without it, they have a half a game. If through nine games in 10 weeks, you as a coach had a two-game lead on the rest of the conference, would you think about load managing guys who are a little banged up, or would you presume that that's way too early to start thinking that way?
I think it's too early. The only player you load manage is maybe a running back, because of just the sheer beating that a running back takes. I've long, the hard part is that when you, particularly if you get to the end of the season and you pretty much got the say the division wound up, the question is, okay, which guys do I rest and which guys do I not rest? And to make that kind of decision. And then in doing so, you're doubling up the pressure on the next level player. That's a hard thing to do. And yeah, I get it, not playing your star quarterback in the last game when it has no impact whatsoever on the seeding. But a running back position, yeah, load managing that to a degree, given the wear and tear that the running backs have, I think that's a legitimate perspective.
Brian Billick, catch him on the NFL Network. Of course, you know him, you love him as a former NFL coach and current analyst. We always appreciate the time, Brian. Thanks, man.
Glad to do it.